I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We're going to go through our Supercoach Round 8 review, Anzac Round. What a round it was. A heap of fantastic games of footy. We've already got our rapid review and then our other two games review that have dropped earlier today, so you can go and have a listen to those. But let's have a look at all of the Supercoach scores from the weekend and my live reaction to them. The Gold Coast Titans 27 over the New Zealand Warriors 24. We'll start with the Titans. Dave Fifita, 126. Now, this is devastating. A guy that I was planning on bringing in this week if I could make it work, and I thought, you know what, coming off the bench, surely this is the week he drops a little bit of cash and we can probably afford him. Wasn't meant to be. Fucker comes on and scores another try. So Fifita's going to be very, very hard to get to. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to be able to make it work. The other guy that I was looking at, as I said in the Roo Crew last night, link is in the description, was, of course, Brett Nicotto, who I thought, okay, he's going to have a pretty quiet game again, and now that Hines is in charge, we can sort of jump on him. He scored a try, set up another one, killed it. So a little bit disappointing on those two. Fifita had a break even of 87 going into this weekend. He's just knocked up 126, so he will be over 800k, which I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to realistically. So devastating there. AJ Brimson 94, Randall 79, Brian Kelly 75, Tanner Boyd 67. Our boy Jermaine Joloff keeps doing the damn thing, 64. Calum Pierre of 62. Anyone else that's overly relevant there? Not really. Mo Fotuaika, 36. Fuck, he's been disappointing this year. For the New Zealand Warriors, top scorer, 2 tries for Aden Fanua-Blake. You love to see it. SJ with a 93. If you held out on Nathan Cleary and backed in SJ, credit to you. Chancellor Clockstar, 90. I know that Kathmandu brought him this week. A huge in there. Dylan Walker, 65. Jackson Ford, 61. Tohu Harris, 59. Mitchie Barnett, 59. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, 58. Was unlucky not to score a try and go 70 or 80 there. Wade Egan, 50. Dallin Mateniz-Lesniak, no try, which is really disappointing in this matchup, but still scored 50 points, so you will take it. If you're not scoring tries and he's getting 20s, which he's done previously, you'd be upset, but you'd take a 50, or I think you would anyway. Outside of that, no one else to really touch on from that game. Those middle forwards going big are the big talking point. The Roosters, 60 points to 18 over the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Sammy Walker top scored here for the week, 172, a monster score there. Angus Crichton, 119 for those that were deciding between Angus and Bloor last week. I think Bloor beat him by about 15, 20 points or something, and we were a little bit nervous. Angus bounced back and delivers this week. I think he had 6 offloads in this game, 119 Supercoach points. Thanks for coming. Nat Butcher, 107. Connor Watson, 92, really good performance. Dom Young, 88, now starting to probably generate some cash over the next few weeks, so we'll have that conversation again soon. But yeah, for those that had Dom Young, I assume you've all sold him, so tough situation. I do not think we'll be going back there. I just want to have a look at his break-even, and there's been a lot happen with that situation, so he's 642K, break even's 184. Yeah, so he is still going to drop a heap of cash this week. And then in a few weeks' time, he will be an interesting conversation. So we'll see what happens there with Dom Young. Joey Manu, 87, good little knock there, two tries. Teddy, 81, Kiri, 77, Suoliti, 64. Outside of that, oh, Terrell May, fuck me. 29 Supercoach points. I think we are going to have to move off Terrell May. We just can't keep doing it. It's just been too much of a disappointment over the last few weeks. His minutes are just too inconsistent. So I do think we're going to have to make a move there. I'm planning on selling him. We'll see what the options are. I'm thinking maybe Britton Nikita might be the play there, but yeah, we'll see. He's 584K, Britton Nikita. This is before before the round is unlocked. He had a break even of 80. I think he scored about 90, so he'll be sitting around about the 600K mark. So if you've got 100K in your kitty, you can find a way to go from Terrell May to him, which is probably what I'm looking at the moment. But we'll see what happens over the next few weeks. It'd be great if Atkinson stays in that 5'8 role for the Sharkies for a few weeks. So I think that'll really help to unlock Nico Hines, which, as we know, always unlocks Britton Nikita. Outside of that, not much to touch on there. Yeah, Terrell May, I just can't do it anymore. I think it's time to move off him. Brandon Smith, 28. I know some of you have him as a little pod play. Disappointing. For the Dragons, Sua, 182. Jack DeBellin, 83. Zach Lomax, 62. Tommy Eisenhuth, 41, was moved out to centre in this game. Outside of that, no one. Ben Hunt, 29. Jack Bird, 28. Flano, 14. Moses Sully with a negative one. That'll be a fucking hurtful little pod there. But yeah, look, not much to talk about. I think that Zach Lomax is pretty much the only one that a lot of people would own, and you'll take 62 without a try in a game that got trounced by 50-odd. I will say this. I do think it'll be interesting to watch over the next few weeks. We saw some of those old things that we hated in Tyrell Sloan's game creep back in this one. Just some of the laziness and just not being aware on certain plays and whatnot. So maybe an interesting thing to watch there with Zach Lomax as far as if he can maybe move back to fullback. The Melbourne Storm, 54 points to 20 over South Sydney. Cam Munster, the star of the show, 148. The top four names for the Melbourne Storm are the spine players. Money, 148. Harry Grant, 95. Jerome Hughes, 95. And Ryan Pappenhausen, 92. Followed by Nick Meaney, 84. Eli Katoa, 78. Coates, 71, a hat-trick in the first half there. Sean Bloor, 53, not disappointing. You'll take 53. But yeah, maybe Angus was the play. We'll see how it plays out over the next few weeks. Outside of that, Joe Chan, 39. He's going to tick over some more Do-Re-Mi for us, which we love to see. And I assume he will stay on this side moving forward. So a nice little slow burn, but we will get some money out of Chan, which is nice. For the Rabbitohs, if you've held Jacob Gagai the entire time, 88 points, lovely. I assume he'll hold on to that spot with Tane Milne probably robbing himself out of the game for a couple of weeks. I assume that Jacob Gagai will be a good hold in that side. So some money to be made there. If you have no trades that are pressing this week, you could downgrade to him to make a bit of cash. I'm sort of happy with my cash generation at the moment, so I'm probably going to avoid that one. But if you've held him since Vegas, credit to you. Very good little grab there. Cameron Murray, 83. Cody Walker, 66. Tane Milne, 63 with a sin bin. Not bad. Got through a heap of work. Isaiah Tass, 60. Jack Whiten, 44. Jai Gray, 39. Outside of that, Damian Cook, 29. That one hurts. Jai Arrow, 29. Nothing else to really touch on there with the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Let's move to the Friday night game. The Manly Seagulls, 32 points to 18 over Parra. Ruben Garrick, star of the show. Now, a lot of people, you grabbed him as a pod play last week, and full credit to you, a great grab there. I may have to start considering Ruben Garrick, a guy that I haven't really given much thought to, guy that I wasn't overly keen on. But yeah, there's a bit to discuss there now with Ruben Garrick. 608K going into this weekend. He had a break even of 149. So believe it or not, he will still actually lose a little bit of cash. So maybe getting Ruben Garrick in might be a decent little play. We'll have a look at the Manly Seagulls and their draw over the next few weeks coming up. They have got Canberra, Dolphins, Brisbane, Melbourne, Penrith, St. George. I don't love it, to be completely honest with you. I'm not huge on that draw with a Brisbane, Melbourne, and Penrith game incoming. I'm a bit 50-50 on that. But if you got him this week, shout out to you. It's going to be well worth it to get that 145 points. That's good gear. I guess the beauty of it is that he's probably not going to go up. He will go down this week, but then he'll sort of even out a little bit. So we'll see. Daly Cherry Evans, 77. Olakau'atu, 69. Gerbo, 64. Obviously, Olakau'atu and DCE. I assume not very few of you have DCE, but Olakau'atu set to miss a couple of weeks, so an interesting watch there. Saab, 59. Kohler, 58. Turbo, 55. Not ideal for Tommy Trbojevic. He has been underwhelming when it comes to Supercoach for a few weeks now. Paseka, 48. Tommy Talau, 48. Jeez, Tommy Talau jumped up. I think he finished the game on about 33 or something, so he got big updates. Luke Brooks, 40. Outside of that, no one that is highly owned. For the Eels, Gutho just fucking battled his way to 95. Fuck, he had a dig the other day. Sivo, 83. I don't know when you'll see Sivo next. Jermaine Hopgood, 67. Matto, 64. Dill Brown, 64. Good to see. Ran the football a lot. Ethan Sanders, 53 on debut. Could be a little downgrade option there to free up some cash, but I don't know. I think there's too many points at halfback to do that, in my opinion. Outside of that, Sean Lane, a very disappointing 27. I assume he will lose a bit of bicky this week. I moved off him, so I can't quite remember what his break-even and shit was. But, yeah, Sean Lane has been wildly disappointing this year. 476K, and, yeah, you would have thought, okay, with a break-even of 34, he won't lose money, but he actually will this week, which is fucking insane. Where's Lussick? What did he end up with? 26, yeah. So the Lussick train may be over. Hands back on the bench, which isn't ideal. Joey Lussick's at 441K at a break-even of 14, so he'll go up slightly, but this is probably the end of the road for Joey Lussick, same as it was for Danny Level. I will get to him very quickly. The Brisbane Broncos, 34 over the West Tigers, 10 for the Bronx. Adam Reynolds, top scorer here, 86 Supercoach points. Payne Haas, 76 with a try. Jock Madden, 76. Reece Walsh, 74 Supercoach points there. Two tries there, Reece Walsh. This is sort of why I'm not overly keen on grabbing Reece Walsh. He just has to do a lot to score his points, but there's no doubting he does do a lot in game. So this is it. But yeah, 74 with two tries. Oh, I don't know. I just don't love that personally. Mariner, 69. Paddy Carrigan, 63. Pierre Cura comes back into the side, does well, 55. Jesse Arthurs, 42 at centre. Xavier Willison, 37. He's going to keep generating cash for owners. We love to see that. Outside of that, that's probably it with the Bronx. West Tigers, Charlie Staines, the Forbes Ferrari, 77. Johnny Bateman, 65 at lock. Naden, 62. David Clemmer, 58. Galvin, 54. Going to keep generating nice cash there. I've got no idea where we're going to go, though, to be completely honest with you. Outside of that, Alamelo, who scored 49, maybe could be a downgrade option in a few weeks. You don't hate that. Isaiah Papali'i, 45. Api Kurosawa injured with a 36. Not great. Finu got 32. When you consider, you know, he got a sin bin, so that's minus 8. That would have been 40 if he plays an extra 10 minutes. Maybe you're looking at 44, 45, I guess. But, yeah, I don't know, a little bit underwhelming there. But, you know, he obviously did have the sim bidding and whatnot. So, I don't know, read into that what you will. I'll probably have to have a deeper look into his stats this week. But I just think there are probably other options that I'm finding a little bit more intriguing. He's at 355K at a break-even of 37. So, he will go down a little bit. So, he is still an option, dual position. But, yeah, I'm probably looking at more gun sort of players moving forward. And yeah, that's sort of the West Tigers in a nutshell there. Let's move to the Panthers, 26 points to 20 over the North Queensland Cowboys. For the Panthers, Brian To'o, 98 Supercoach points, had a try, had 21 tackle breaks. It's probably a little bit under what I expected, to be completely honest with you. Dill Edwards, 95, keeps doing the damn thing. Alamotti came in with a 74. Liam Martin, 56. Isaiah Yeo, 55. Nathan Cleary, a very disappointing 51. Similar to Turbo this week, not ideal. Other guys there, Taylor May, 39. Fuck, I really thought this would be the game that he'd do a little bit better. That's disappointing. Outside of that, no one else to really touch on. Liam Henry, 29, if you got him on your bench. This was always the worry with Liam Henry. I love the bloke. This is why I just never went near him, because it wasn't long until they were going to be back to full strength, and it could really hurt you. So, yeah, his break-even was 71, and he got a 29, and that's without Leota as well. So, Yeah, just too many mouths to feed at Penrith, in my opinion. So, yeah, he's going to max out at 300-odd K. So, yeah, I think as a whole, he's made you about 70K, and now you've got to move off him. So, probably not a successful move there. For the Cows, Nanai top scored 104. Fine Fuiaki, 86. We love to see that from Fine Fuiaki. It looked like a couple of weeks ago he was going to sort of stall his cash generation. Looks like that's going to jump right up again now. 369K, had a break even of 24, so we should hopefully be able to trade him for 450-odd K in a few weeks, maybe even more, because they have got a good run coming up, the Cows, so I'm hoping he can score a few tries over the next few weeks. Val Holmes, 76. Reuben Cotter, 65. Taumalolo, 60. Tommy Dearden, 60. Valame, 58. Kyle Felt, 50. Sammy McIntyre with a 49. Reece Robson, 48. I think he finished the game on about 33 or something, pretty low, and updated quite a bit. Drinky had a try assist in there for 39. We actually love to see that from Drinky. This is exactly our plan, to let Drinky take on the Panthers this week. They were going to take away the Cowboys' best strike weapon. They kept him very quiet. 885K with a break-even of 156. You put that 39 in there, Drinky's about to lose a stack of cash, which we love to see, and I will be bringing him in next week. Hopefully we can get him sort of... Actually, I have no idea how much it's going to be, but he's going to drop quite a bit there. Griffin Neame, Jordan McLean, Tommy Chester got injured for a 20. Probably bring Valia into the side, which will be an interesting little watch there. That is that game done and dusted. Let's move to the Dolphins and the Newcastle Knights. The Knights winning this one 18 points to 14. Top scorer for the Newcastle Knights, Dane Gago with a try. Armstrong, 84. Available at centre wing / fullback. So if he locks down that spot, which after the very first game, you'd have to think so, he'll be a nice little downgrade option in a week or two. We might go early on him next week. Might be our one and only trade that we use next week. Maybe you move one of those Canberra Raiders boys to him, free up a bit of cash. And he might be a genuine play week to week as well, Armstrong. So yeah, an interesting watch there, one that I'm very excited about. Tyson Gamble, 75. Jacko, 70. Dylan Lucas, 67. Very good. Jaden Brayley, 65. You brought him in this week, full credit to you. I doubted Timmy Williams when it came to this one, but he was great. I do think that the injuries to Saifidi and whatnot sort of changed their plans around a little bit. But Jaden Brayley, that's going to be enough to do what you needed him to do. I'm not sure what his break-even and stuff was this week. But you absolutely love to see that. Jaden Brayley, he was 337K with a break-even of 14. So nice little bicky coming in for those that went him. Outside of that, no one else overly relevant. Kai Pierce-Paul, a very disappointing 44. I think he had three knock-ons that if he holds on to those and just gets tackled and nothing more, you're looking at plus six to take away the knock-ons. That puts you to 50 plus three runs. That almost gets you to 60-odd points. So very, very disappointing that Kai Pierce-Paul came up with those really poor errors in the back end of the game. Greg Marshew, 29. Fuck, if you brought him a couple of weeks ago as a pod play, I'd love to see guys rewarded for courageous plays, and the absolute opposite has happened here. Just not fair. 29 for Greg Marshew. He's going to leak a stack of cash, and it'll be interesting to see what we can actually get Marshew for in a couple of weeks potentially. But with the way the Knights are attacking and whatnot, and he also picked up an injury, which isn't great for the old draft team. We'll get to that soon. But 621K, had a break-even of 122. He's going to drop a stack of cash over the next few weeks. Greg Marshew. Outside of that, not much to touch on there. Let's look at the Dolphins. Jermaine Asako, 113. Trey Fuller at fullback, he's an option. 99 Supercoach points, looked lethal. Jake Avrilo, 88. Ewan Aitken, 84. Cody Nikarima, 76. Maxi Plath. My boy, Max Plath. I didn't go him. I'm really regretting not going him in draft and in classic. He's looking great, Max Plath. 382K, had a break-even of negative six, and he just pumped out a 72. So going to be a nice little grab there, Maxi Plath, and potentially a week-to-week play. JMK, 70. Man, these Dolphins scores are impressive for a team that lost. Josh Kerr, 66. Shout out to Timmy Williams. He'd be very happy with that. Oren Keeley scored his first NRL try, 49. Isaiah Katoa, 37. Jack Bostock, a 24. This was the week to move off Bostock. Hopefully you did, but I still imagine that with his games last year, yeah, he still had negative five break-even, so he's still going to make a bit of cash there. You can cash him out for 60-odd K there. Jack Bostock, a very, very successful play for all of us. All right, let's move to the last game, and oh, geez, this was ugly for the Raiders. The Sharkies, 40 to the Raiders, nil. Nicho Hynes, top scorer. 160 Supercoach points. Shout out to those of you that went Nicho Hynes as captain. A great fucking play. Very well done to you. Jesse Raymond, 115. Sione Katoa, 101. Britt Nicaro bounces back with a 93. Blake Braley with a 40. Cam McInnes, 84. Fucking maniac. Tommy Hazelden in the front row, scoring tries, being electric, 82. Oregon Kafusi, a good game, 73. Iro, just based out of his way to a 70. He's a fucking maniac, Iro, and if you didn't get on him, something's gone seriously wrong. Teague Wilton, 64. Mulatalo, a 50. Will Kennedy, 46. Atkinson, 31. Talakai, 30. Nothing else to touch on there. Nicho Hynes, obviously the headline act. Let's have a look at the Canberra Raiders. Hudson Young, 53. Joe Tarpanay, very disappointing, 51. Smithies, 45. I think he came off and didn't go back on. Might be time to start to look around the room on Smithies, though. Simi Sasagi, he got 38, but he looked very average in that game. We'll take the money that we'll make, and I'll use him as a bit of enough. I reckon he can maybe survive one more week, but then I do think that he drops out of that side. He had a minus 40 break even, so he'll still make some nice cash on Simi Sasagi, and hopefully he gets dual position and becomes enough for me. That was the plan. Kale Weeks, 38. Mariota, 37. Chevy Stewart, 32. Chevy hasn't been scoring overly well, and I'm not sure if he is going to score overly well moving forward, realistically. I think his position is safe just because of where they're at and whatnot. But 204K if you were to go down to Chevy. Break-even of 17. He'll start to generate cash over the next few weeks. But, yeah, hasn't been the greatest start. Let's be honest here. Danny Levi, 27. Just going to look at his break-even, but I assume that'll start to leak cash now. Danny Levi, 352K. Had a break-even of 61, so as quick as he went up, we made 100K. Move the fuck off Danny Levi and go somewhere else. That's been a wild ride. Was set to score another try yesterday and dropped the ball with essentially an open try line, so not great. Ethan Strange, 23. James Schiller, 36. So, yeah, Schiller and Strange, they're going to start to drop money now, so it is time to sort of make a move.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Move on those boys. I'll be moving off one of them this week. Ethan Strange had a break-even of 51. He got 23, so he'll drop down probably around the 500K mark. And I think James Schiller, I'll just get up his break-even now to have a look so we have an idea of what we're looking at. 473K, he had a break-even of 43, so he got reasonably close to it anyway. So yeah, Ethan Strange will probably be the one that I let go of this week. And then, yeah, James Schiller, probably the week after, maybe to Armstrong, free up a bit of cash and whatnot. So, yeah, happy with how we're looking there. And that is your review of all the Supercoach games this weekend, all the scores there, and giving my context on all of them, guys. We're going to have a heap of Supercoach content coming your way this week, especially in the Roo Crew. If you would like to join the Roo Crew, the link is in the description. Slap it down below and come and join us. Beers and Break Evens will be live on Wednesday, returning to our usual time. Obviously, no rushing this week with Anzac round and whatnot, so we'll be back to our usual time, 3 p.m. on YouTube and on the podcast Wednesday afternoon, and then we'll have the late show Wednesday night for you guys. Our stats will be dropping in the Roo Crew, those all important stats that you need each and every week. They'll be dropping Wednesday midday, and then we'll have the analysis of those stats dropping at 1 p.m. and then the next day I'll be going through my stats deep dive and providing my thoughts and my context to those stats and what it speaks to me about, what I agree with, what I disagree with, all that sort of stuff in the Roo Crew this week. We've got some Magic Round, or as I'm calling it, Caxton Round merchandise coming soon. That'll go first and exclusively to the Roo Crew. If they all sell out there, so be it. Those people get first dibs. So if you would like to be a part of that, hit the link down below and come and join the Roo Crew. $2 a week, $8 a month, absolute cheapest chips. Once you go in there and see the amount of content you're getting, I think you'll be pretty quickly convinced. Thanks for joining us once again on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.